Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalu Tuni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Advisor for Department of Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak asserts that senior citizens are custodians of traditions and living history. Advisor for Land Resources G. Ikutojimomi says coffee plantation in Nagaland increased to 10,200 hectares. Advisor Yim Kyung calls for youth-led progress at Nagaland-Meghalaya Exchange Program. And Nagaland to experience cloudy heavy rainfall and cloudy moderate rain till 5th October. Now the news in detail. Nagaland's advisor for the Department of Social Welfare, Wang Pangkonyak, today emphasized the need to treat the elderly with dignity and respect during the International Day of Older Persons 2024 celebration at NBCC Convention Hall, Kohima. Mr. Konyak highlighted the role of senior citizens as the bearers of culture, custodians of traditions, and living history.
Today, on the International Day of Older Persons, we gather not just to celebrate the entire year, but to underscore commitment to their dignity and well-being. In Nagaland, as many parts of the world, our elderly are the bearers of our culture, our traditions, our custodians, and the living history of our society. Aging with dignity is not merely a slogan, but also a call to action. It requires us to look beyond the biological aspects and see the wisdom, the stories, and the contributions that define a life well lived. The younger generations, including myself, should take a moment to listen, learn, and engage our elders. They are the treasure of the family, society, and the nation.
Mr. Konyak urged for collective efforts to ensure every older person in Nagaland ages with dignity, surrounded by love and respect. Distinguished Senior Citizens Awards were awarded to Yasona Veye, a social worker, and Abeni Tisike, a woman leader of the state. Coffee plantation in Nagaland has increased from 145 hectares area in 2014 to 10,200 hectares today. This was stated by Advisor for Land Resources G. Ikutojimomi today during the International Coffee Day organized by Directorate of Land Resources under the theme Collaboration for a Better Tomorrow in Kohima. He emphasized on promoting Nagaland coffee across the districts by offering world-class coffee in cafes and coffee bars at reasonable prices. Mr. Jimomi also encouraged youths to take up coffee entrepreneurship seriously, keeping in mind the scope of employment and economic prospect. The advisor encouraged the Department and Coffee Board of India to continue promoting coffee development in the state and support farmers. Commissioner and Secretary Land Resources Kevin Zehol said, coffee thrives well at 800 meters to 1,500 meters and Nagaland has just the perfect soil condition for that. Mr. Zehol said the state government as policymakers will try to integrate interests of coffee farmers and formulate policies accordingly. Coffee grower from Woka, Yantungo, appealed to the department to assist in providing machinery and market linkages for the coffee growers in Nagaland. 15 highest producers and largest growers from 16 districts were awarded with cash and certificates. Nagaland's advisor for youth resources and sports, S. Kyosho Yim Kyung, today called youths to see themselves as future leaders and agents of change, capable of shaping the nation's progress. Speaking at the opening ceremony of Youth Exchange cum Exposure Program between Nagaland and Meghalaya at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima, Mr. Yim Kyung described the initiative as a way to build bridges between the two vibrant northeastern states.
This program gives us a chance to immerse ourselves in each other's way of life, to learn from our diverse customs, dialects, and traditions, and most importantly, to celebrate our shared identity as Indians. You represent the future of our nation. You are the agents of change, the ones who will shape the course of our country in the years to come. By participating in this program, you are taking the first step towards becoming ambassadors are peace, unity, and development. Through interactions, collaborations, and friendships, you will contribute towards breaking down stereotypes, building mutual respect, and fostering harmony between different communities.
He further stressed that the exchange would help participants navigate modern challenges such as environmental sustainability, economic development, and social inclusion. Mr. Yim Kyung said Northeast lags behind other parts of India in areas like education and infrastructure, but encouraged youth to focus on activities such as sports, arts, and leadership training to uplift the region. Secretary for Youth Resources and Sports Anthony Nguli thanked Meghalaya government for selecting Nagaland as the host for the exchange program. You're listening to Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. National Voluntary Blood Donors Day is celebrated across the country today to share the need and importance of blood in the life of an individual. Under the theme Share Life, Give Blood, with the slogan, Mokokchung District Blood Donors Association, in collaboration with 12 Assam Rifles, observed a program. Deputy Chairman, Mokokchung Municipal Council, Lanuakam, asserted that blood stored in blood bank is only 120 days and ensuring availability can only be through blood donation. Mr. Lanuakam urged the medical fraternity and social organization to sensitize community on the importance of blood donation through various platforms. International Day of Older Persons was observed in district's headquarters of the state. DC Mon Ajit Kumar Verma in Mon called to recognize and appreciate the contributions made by the older persons. Senior Citizens Association Nagaland Zinheboto District Unit organized the event in Zinheboto District. Extra Assistant Commissioner Long Leng Im Kong Nukla Ao, during the celebration in Long Leng, encouraged elders to play important role with their wisdom and experience. In Peren, Deputy Commissioner Peren Haizu Meru highlighted the importance of strengthening care and support systems for older persons. In Pek, District Welfare Officer Abbi Peseye delivered introductory remark. During the celebration in Woka, Director Dental, Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Mary Benny Audio, provided health tips for the elderly. In Tuinsang, Deputy Commissioner Lithrongla Tongpi Ritsa urged senior citizens to impart knowledge and wisdom to the younger generation. As part of the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 activities, Akashvani Kohima under Safai Mitra Suraksha Shivir organized a dental health checkup for sanitation workers, MTS, and others working at Akashvani Kohima today. The dental checkup consultation was conducted in collaboration with Kohima Dental Center, PR Hill Colony. Dental surgeon Dr. Vizokotyo Solo, proprietor of Kohima Dental Center, and his team examined the dental health of the staff, in which important advice was given for oral hygiene. The team also distributed free toothpaste, brush, medicine, and mouthwash to the sanitation workers, MTS, and other staff of Akashvani Kohima. Over 30 Safai Mitras participated in the dental health checkup enthusiastically. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority in a weather update has informed that Nagaland will experience cloudy heavy rainfall and cloudy moderate rain in almost all the districts in the coming days till 5th October 2024. It informed that these showers may be accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places. During this period, cloudy heavy rainfall is expected in Kohima, Newland, Noklak, and Peren. The remaining districts may receive cloudy moderate rain and overcast moderate rain. The NSDMA also said that lowland and foothill districts including Dimapur, Newland, Chumukedima, Bandari, Pangti, Tizit and Tuli are vulnerable to inundated waterlogging and flash floods due to possibility of excessive precipitation in the hill sector. And now to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Advisor for Department of Social Welfare Wang Pang Konyak asserts that senior citizens are custodians of traditions and living history. Advisor for Land Resources G. Ikutojimomi says coffee plantation in Nagaland increased to 10,200 hectares. Advisor Yim Kyung calls for youth-led progress at Nagaland-Meghalaya Exchange Program. And Nagaland to experience cloudy heavy rainfall and cloudy moderate rain till 5th October. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.